WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. The Los Angeles District Attorney has asked a judge to resentence the Menendez brothers, who are convicted of killing their parents in 1989.
Los Angeles DA George Gascon.
I came to a place where I believe that under the law, resentencing is appropriate, and I am going to recommend that to a court tomorrow.
They've served life sentences without the possibility of parole. Gascon says if a court agrees to resentencing, they could be paroled quickly. The brothers have been in prison for some 35 years, and Gascon says they've paid their debt to society. Peter King, CBS News.
We now know the source of E. coli linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounder sandwiches. The restaurant says it was raw onions from a California produce grower. Several fast food restaurants have temporarily pulled raw onions from their menus as a precaution, including Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, KFC, and Burger King. An Ohio judge struck down the state's abortion ban. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
In Ohio, like in many states, it's the voters who are saying, we don't want to ban abortion. And that is going to be the law, contrary to the old laws that might be on the books.
In Arizona, an abortion rights measure is on the ballot, and CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is there at a rally with former President Trump.
In Arizona, our CBS News polling shows Trump with a slight edge over Harris here, but there's also majority support for that ballot measure. And so the question is, does that translate to support for Kamala Harris? Our polling shows that that's not necessarily the case.
Meanwhile, CBS's Linda Kenyon reports President Biden is heading to Arizona as well.
I'm heading to do something that should have been done a long time ago, to make a formal apology to the Indian nations for the way we treated their children for so many years. That's why I'm going. That's why I'm heading west. Thank you.
The visit follows a Washington Post investigation about pervasive sexual abuse of Native children by Catholic priests who were paid by the federal government to run Indian boarding schools. For generations, the children were forced to attend those schools.
Secretary of State Blinken says ceasefire talks are expected to resume on Sunday. CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
Blinken and Qatar's prime minister said that negotiators will meet Israel's team for hostage and ceasefire talks. Blinken also said that he anticipates that their negotiators will be getting together in the coming days.
It is the first round of talks since the killing of the top Hamas leader. Mixed day on Wall Street today. The Dow closed down 140 points, NASDAQ up 139. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission received reports Thursday morning that some local election officials are still experiencing label printing delays for absentee envelope labels. WEC staff continued to work with state partners to pinpoint the root cause and improve label printing time.
Shortly after, the Green Bay City Council held a press conference showing solidarity with the mayor in negotiations with the Packers to extend the lease at Lambeau Field. The team extended a new offer that includes rent increases. It does not, however, include a community benefit statement or economic development in the city. Green Bay City Council President Brian Johnson.
That a lot of these are things that the Packers are already doing in our community. We acknowledge that, and we know that, and we're so appreciative of those investments. However, we want a lease to capture that.
It's now up to the mayor and outside council to evaluate the offer.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks win their season opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 124-109 win over the 76ers in Philadelphia. Damian Lillard had 30 points and was asked, did the Bucks play better on defense?
Yeah, I think especially when it came down to the paint. You know, Brooke was a beast. Giannis was a beast protecting the paint. That's what we talked about, our base defense of just getting stops and protecting the paint like we want to. I thought, you know, our bigs did a great job of that.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It was great. The game plan was exactly what we wanted.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers getting ready to host the number 3 ranked Nittany Lions of Penn State. Game time 6:30 at Camp Randall Stadium Saturday night. NFL, the Packers have former Jets head coach and 49ers defensive coordinator Robert Saleh evaluating the offense. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, can it help?
Yeah, I think it helps. I mean, having a defensive, you know, mind talking offense and helping us, you know, with things that we might be able to see, it helps.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers around this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Lows in the low 40s. Sunshine returns for Friday and Saturday. Highs upper 50s. Mid-60s and sunny Sunday. Even warmer to start the work week next week. Highs jump into the 70s. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. We lighten it up with Milwaukee Record Monthly, and this shouldn't be a thing to close it out. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is 93.5 The Tap. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who always looks ahead, even when parallel parking, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to hour number two of Nightlight on this gorgeous Thursday night here in downtown Green Bay, broadcasting statewide from City Deck Landing. Conrad, the lovable producer, Conrad riding shotgun. Great to have you with me tonight. And that was fun. That was probably our most fun popcorn pick of the week, I think. Nikki was great. So now we are going to turn our attentions to a local artist. And I'm saying that first because she was an artist before she was a TV star, but she's also kind of a TV star now. It is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight for the first time Northeast Wisconsin and Appleton native and one of the stars of Outrageous Pumpkins on the Food Network, artist Carly I joins us now. Hi, Carly.
Hi, thank you so much for having me tonight.
Hey, this is a blast. It's great to have you. How's it going? How's your night going?
Oh, it's going fantastic. I had a day off today, so I got some art done and then just got back to the gym and now into my pajamas and ready to rock.
Oh, man. That was exhausting just listening to your day. I don't think that's a good sign. So what's a day? I think I read, before we get into your TV show, Outrageous Pumpkins, you're an artist locally. And so what is your day? Is that what you do most days, is practice art?
Yeah, I'm actually a full-time tattoo artist. So I own my own studio here in Appleton. It's just a little private place just for me. That way I can just have a relaxing time with my clients and we can listen to music and make some art and get them a great tattoo. And so I usually work a Monday through Thursday or Monday through Friday, and then my weekends are spent doing art for myself. So chalk drawing, pumpkin carving, illustration work, pretty much anything I can get my hands on.
That's so great. I remember always having these discussions. I was a stand-up comic for years, and we would always, my friends and I would discuss, what's the best day job? You know, and a lot of actors wait tables. But yours is kind of still doing what you do. Like, that is artistry, tattoo work. What's the name of your store?
Absolutely. It's just my first and last name, except while my last name is spelled I-H-D-E, my studio is called Carly Ide Studio, and Ide is spelled E-Y-E-D, so that people know how to say it right. So,
oh, love it.
You said it perfectly, so thank you.
You're welcome. Well, that's pretty cool. All right, so let's jump in. You're on this great all-star season of Outrageous Pumpkins. That must have been felt good to get invited back. But before we get to that season, tell us how you got in touch. You live in Appleton, great town, good-sized town, but not the showbiz capital of the world by any stretch. How did you get involved with Outrageous Pumpkins?
Well, I've always been around Wisconsin. I actually grew up in Green Bay, around Suamico, really close to the zoo.
Oh, nice.
And Yeah, so my mom was an art teacher, and so it's just something that we've always done, and I've always been a little bit of a ham. So having a strong online presence is really important, especially with all the freelancing that I did for most of my art career. So really, the funny thing was, is I actually applied for a job with Food Network way, way back when I graduated from college. I went to college in New Jersey for comic book illustration. And on my way out, I was looking for a good gig, and I saw that Food Network was hiring to draw kind of the in-between pieces of artwork. I don't know if you've ever watched any Food Network or competition shows, but usually, I think it's also a British baking show has them, where it's just these little illustrations of what the contestants are planning on doing. And it's just to show the audience kind of their dream and their goal for their final piece. And I was applying for a position to do that. But they contacted me and let me know that the position was filled, but they were casting to do pumpkin, or looking for pumpkin carvers. And being the go-getter I was, I said, oh, I can do that, and I never have in my life. So I spent the last 10 years just carving pumpkins, posting images online. And every year I would apply to Food Network and just say, well, this is something that I do, and it's a unique ability. And and eventually they got me on season 3, Outrageous Pumpkins, which was really awesome.
That is fun. You're an artist, but you kind of BS'd your way onto it saying, well, of course I carve pumpkins, but how do you...
Take it till you make it, yeah.
Yeah, you obviously... proved that you can do it. How did you do it? How did you, like, you know, there's no training just for that art form, is there?
Oh, YouTube is a beautiful thing, let me tell you. But watching other artists do it, I think the biggest step up was I was starting with, like, spoons and knives. I didn't know what to do. But the biggest step up is finding the right tools. In the industry, we kind of use just carving tools that you would use for any clay piece, but it's kind of reinforced, so it's extra strong, so it's not going to snap as soon as you use it on a pumpkin rind. So essentially, it's just regular carving tools. You can get them off Amazon or, you know, anything not sponsored. Pretty much anywhere, you just kind of watch the videos and see what you can do. I'm always talking to people about, you know, how to find the best pumpkin. You want the heaviest one and the biggest one because they're going to have the thickest skin.
Really?
When you go to the pumpkin patches, you pick them up. You know, there's no harm in kind of giving them a heft. And if they seem heavier than they look, that's usually a good one. And then you always want to look to make sure there's no soft spots and that the skin is going to be kind of the buttery smooth. There's a lot of different textures. You don't want too hard or it'll be really hard to carve. There's a whole bunch of different things to go. And it's not that interesting, but when you watch the show, man, I pick enough rotten ones to know what to look for now. But,
it sounds like there's a science to it almost, picking out the right pumpkin to make your job a little easier.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I mean, you never know what's in there. There's a lot going on in those things.
My guest is Carly Ide. You can see her on Outrageous Pumpkins on the Food Network. When does the show air, Carly? When can people see you on the show?
The show has actually, the finale is this Sunday. So the 27th, it's the final episode.
I thought it just started in September.
No, you did. Wow. It started September 29th, and then it's been every Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So every Sunday there's an episode, and a teen gets knocked off. And then, we're on the way to the finale. And,
look at you. Well, nice.
You're talking to me, so there's a good chance I'm in that finale. It's not a spoiler. It's been out for a week, so we're good, hopefully.
That is fantastic.
I do suggest watching it. It's a really fun show.
Yeah, I saw some clips, and You don't look, do you look down on those of us who don't even carve pumpkins but just use a Sharpie and draw on the pumpkin?
Well, I'm 4'11", so I don't look down on anyone. But
your silence did speak volumes, though.
we had a lot of fun on this season. My partner is 6'7", so
he's
the tall and the small for sure. But no, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this: I think the way that I carve a pumpkin is a lot safer than a lot of people at home. They're using butcher knives and stuff, and I would hurt myself for sure. I sit in my yard on a tarp and just see what happens. But there's no judging here. There's a million ways to carve a pumpkin, and I'm impressed constantly by what people can do.
Let me ask you this: it looks like, you know, it's a fun show. It's pumpkin carving. It's not like, you know, lasting 30 days without eating, like you're not on an island with bugs. It looks like just a really fun experience. But I would imagine, since it's a competition and this is an all-star season, are you intimidated, or are people very competitive, or do they just kind of have fun?
Well, the first season that you're on, before you get to the all-stars, that's always the one where everyone's kind of, they're feeling it out. There's a huge gap between those that are nervous and uncomfortable and scared and people who are extremely confident and maybe a little bit cocky and ready to go. And so in that first season, it really separated the pros from maybe someone like me who was still maybe considered a novice compared to some of these other guys who carve year round. So that first season, that was rough on me. I had a tough time and I really had to catch up on a lot of stuff that I didn't understand. A big part of the competition is building and building armatures and attaching the pumpkins to create these statues that are not shaped like pumpkins at all.
I didn't even think they were pumpkins. It was like some of the stuff I was looking at, I'm like, that's a pumpkin? That's what you guys do is incredible.
Right. And a lot of artists will paint the pumpkins so they like really don't look like pumpkins. I'm all about kind of leaving that natural rind, one, because it's easier, and two, you want people to know they're pumpkins. There's a lot of artists that will carve them, they'll stack them, they'll create these outlandish statues, and then they'll paint them so that they don't look like pumpkin at all. It was that first season was really rough on me, and when they called me back for the All-Star season, I immediately was like, no, there's no way. There's no way
really?
I'm coming back. It was really, really rough. But they told me it was going to be a team, and that was a little bit better, but I said, now can you make sure that us as teammates that we kind of complement each other? Can I be sure that my talent is going to be helpful to them and that their talent is helpful to me? And sure enough, all the teams this season really complement each other and work super well together. And this season, this All-Star season, definitely is the season to have fun and to enjoy yourself and to feel free. You could tell that a lot of the artists were doing things that they've never tried before, and they were just excited to be carving.
That is, you sound like a great teammate, to be honest with you. Carly Ide is here. We'll have a few more minutes with Carly after a very short break here, and I'm going to ask her about her animation career and where that is going and what's the next chapter since she's established herself as a TV star now. All right, it's Peach Wabba at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs.
And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Welcome back. Our question tonight, if you still want to get in on the fun, is who is your least favorite TV talk show host? You can go late night, midday, morning. Nikki threw a curveball at us when she said Oprah. I couldn't believe that. But yeah. Let us know who your least favorite TV talk show is. Talk show host is, rather. 855-752-4842. Jessica Murphy is coming up at 7:35 to tell us about jack-o'-lantern days in Fish Creek. So this show is all about pumpkins, and we have a local pumpkin TV celebrity here with us right now, which is kind of fun. Carly Ide has joined us. She's an artist from Appleton and owns her own tattoo store in Appleton. Check it out. It's Carly Ide, E-Y-E-D. So check that out, and she can show you what a great artist she is and make it permanent. Right, Carly?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so where do you go from here? You've got some recognition now. You've been on this show twice, which is really cool. What do you try to do with that, Carly? Do you try to get more recognition as an artist? Do you try to go for other creative TV reality shows? Or do you just try to build on that? How do you build on this?
We'll see. Maybe Ink Masters in the future.
Oh,
who knows?
Nice.
But I think... I think the big thing is just to be constantly growing my repertoire of things that I can do. I actually do have in November coming up here soon. I think it's November 8th through the 10th. I do an online art tournament that's a worldwide illustration tournament called the Illustrated World Series. And I do that almost every year. I wasn't able to do it last year because I was actually in Virginia filming Outrageous Pumpkins. But this year I'm back on it, and it's one of my favorite events. It's something that's really in my wheelhouse, and that'll be a fun one. You can watch that on Twitch. But yeah, when it comes down to it, I'm very competitive. But more than anything, I just like to stay active because it's so easy to kind of sink into your day job. And I love my day job. It is great because I get to do something different every day.
Yeah.
But in order to make sure that my clients are getting the best tattoo, I have to exercise my art just like anybody has to exercise their body and train. Art is something that you should always be exercising in order to improve and in order to kind of reach that next level. And so it's just my way of exercising by staying active in different kinds of art and learning new skills.
Wow, very well said. Do you ever have shows or do you show anything at some type of gallery in Appleton, Carly?
Yeah, this past June or July, my sister and I, and my sister's a full-time painter. She's also an artist, and that's all she does is she does these beautiful wildlife paintings. We had a sister show together at the Richeson Gallery in Appleton, fun. Which was a nice one. But yeah, I do some painting work, and I really enjoy it. But man, to find the time to just sit down and do an 8-hour painting, it's not easy. But yeah, I do a lot of art shows as well.
I want to ask you about some other stuff you're doing, but before we do that, is there any place people can see or learn more about you? Your social medias? Do you have a website? Help us help you. Tell us where we can find more of your art.
Yeah, I try to keep all of my social medias pretty easy to find. My tattoo studio, Carly Eyed, CARLIEYED. You really can look that up anywhere and find me. So I have an illustration Instagram, and I also have Carly Eyed Tattoo, which is specifically my tattoos. There's also a TikTok under Carly Eyed, and there's also Facebook under Carly Eyed. So it's pretty easy to find me, and you can spell my name multiple ways and multiple wrong ways and still find me. So that's good.
Do you like being on TV?
I do like being on TV. It is so much fun to watch, and I always throw a watch party for every premiere of the episode. So there'll be a watch party this Sunday downtown. It's completely public, so anyone can come to Jekyll's in Appleton downtown to go to our watch party. But it's just exciting to see with my friends and to make fun of me and to see me struggling. And also, it's always a surprise to see what the producers and editors keep in the show because, man, right. We've made so many bad jokes this season, and it's a really, really a surprise what they decided to keep in there.
That's interesting. Yeah, you're kind of at their mercy. All right, before we let you go, since you seem like just by way of pumpkins that you must have some love for Halloween, do you like scary movies?
I love scary movies.
Give us a suggestion, Carly, if you would. What can you recommend, or what's one of your favorite scary movies?
My absolute favorite scary movie. There's one that's a classic and one that people don't know about.
Okay.
Best classic scary movie would be The Thing.
Great movie.
So, like, I think it's like 1980 something with Kurt Russell. I think Kurt Russell.
Yeah,
and
Kurt
it
Russell.
Is so incredibly good. And it's all practical effects, which I really love. But then, all time best scary movie, and I swear to you, it's very scary. It's called Wreck, R-E-C. And it's a Spanish horror film, and it's found footage. So if you don't like found footage, don't watch it. But trust me, it's one of the scariest movies I've ever seen. It's really good.
Oh, that's great. I love when I get something new to check out. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I highly suggest it. If you watch it, tell me, because I'm always really excited to hear what people think.
I will.
And of course, watch it with subtitles. Don't use the dubs because the dubs ruin it. Just subtitles, and trust me, it won't give away any jump scares. It's very scary.
I love it. All right, well, I'll check it out. Let's have you back on because I want to ask you about animation, but we're out of time right now, so we'll just have to have you back on, and maybe we'll do it after I watch this movie. That sounds great.
Awesome. I'm a little bit of a talker, so thank you.
Oh,
no.
Listen, well, that's what we're doing here, you know. Come on. All right. Good luck Sunday, and it was great meeting you, Carly, and I look forward to doing this again soon, hopefully.
Awesome. Have a good one.
You too. That's Carly Eyed. Check her out on Food Network's Outrageous Pumpkins. She's in the finals, folks, and she's from Appleton. You'd be well served to check that out this Sunday. So good luck to Carly. Jessica Murphy is coming up next. She's going to tell us about jack-o'-lantern days in Fish Creek. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I love her.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
CBS News Brief. Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon recommends resentencing Lyle and Eric Menendez in the 1989 killings of their parents.
Because of the age upon which they were convicted under 26, under current law, that means they're eligible for youthful parole.
Which means they could be freed immediately if approved by a judge. The push is on to get people to the polls. Former President Donald Trump in Tempe, Arizona, rallying supporters.
Arizona, if you want to end this disaster, you must get out and vote. You have to vote.
Vice President Harris rallies in Atlanta with former President Barack Obama and musician Bruce Springsteen. Another day on the picket line for Boeing machinists who've rejected the latest contract proposal. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says with stopped assembly
lines.
All
those delays add up, and that means that United or Southwest have to keep planes in service longer than they wanted to, and that's more expensive for them.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nine Wisconsin counties have record-breaking unemployment numbers, according to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. The announcement came from Governor Tony Evers on Wednesday. Meanwhile, up in the Northwoods, they're making long-term plans for climate change. The Department of Natural Resources announced a new proposal for Rib Mountain State Park. Downhill skiing has been the focal point of the park for decades, but with a 5-degree Fahrenheit increase expected by 2041, the area will be getting less snow. Tony Schumacher, owner of the Great Lakes Weather Service.
Over the past 20 years in Michigan and Wisconsin, we definitely have seen an increase in rain and thaw events throughout the winter season. Some 30 or 40 years ago, it was more common to be able to open the ski hills in this part of the world generally in mid-November. Now it's often been getting pushed back to late November or even into mid-December.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers around this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Lows in the low 40s. Sunshine returns for Friday and Saturday. Highs upper 50s. Mid-60s and sunny Sunday. Even warmer to start the work week next week. Highs jump into the 70s. Currently 57 degrees.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Actress Zoe Saldana takes her craft seriously. How seriously? She told Variety that she wanted to go back and reshoot Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame because she says now she totally understands her character, Gamora's arc, better. She says she knows it can't happen, but she wishes she could because now she has a better grasp on what directors the Russo brothers had in mind. Ouch. I love Zoe Saldana, but maybe you do a little more homework next time before you hit the screen for two multi-million dollar films. Saldana played the same role in the Guardians of the Galaxy films as well. Netflix has announced there will be a season 2 of the A24 show Beef. The Hollywood Reporter says season 2 will focus on a young couple who witnesses a fight between their boss and his wife and will star the outstanding Carey Mulligan and Oscar Isaacson. Season 1, starring Steven Yeun and Ali Wong, took home 8 Emmys. Isaacson and Mulligan worked together previously in the Coen brothers' film Inside Llewyn Davis. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as our old friend, positivity psychologist and life coach, Kira Sabin, joins us for a whole hour. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
got a great one tomorrow night, folks. This is going to be, it's our last Freaky Friday before Halloween. So from Wisconsinology, Frank Anderson will be here. He's going to tell us the story of Kate Blood. Very scary story and some other scary stuff too tomorrow night. And then your favorite goth consonite will be here. I'm just going to leave it at that. She is a goth consonite. She is going to be here in studio. Very excited to have her as a guest because that's going to be two scary segments there. Conrad, are you going to miss Freaky Friday?
No.
No, because you get too scared.
No, I'm going to miss it.
I'm just going to say her name. It's Taylor Nicole. She'll be here.
I'm going to miss it because of Todd's intros.
Yes, true. We'll have to find something else for him to do. Todd does great intros. And then, obviously, of course, it's a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here with new music and sparkling conversations. So please join us. Right now, we continue with Halloween and Pumpkin Talk. It's Jack-O-Lantern Days in Fish Creek. And joining us now to tell us about this really fun festival taking place this weekend is Jessica Murphy. Jessica, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing very well. It's great to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I told you the other day on the phone, I'm half Murphy.
Yes, yes, you did. So we're probably related.
We could be.
although I've heard if you ever go to Ireland and say you're Murphy looking for your ancestors, they'll laugh at you. So.
Right, probably. There's a lot of I'm actually a dropkick Murphy. So.
Oh, me too. Me too.
Oh, so
fresh out of Boston.
We're definitely related then. So how are things in Fish Creek tonight? You guys are kind of in the throes of this. This is the first night, right, for Jack-O-Lantern Days?
It is. Tonight we are doing a pumpkin carving contest at one of our favorite taverns, Bayside Tavern. They're hosting that. Started at 7 o'clock, and then we'll be judging, the best pumpkins tonight at 10 PM. And then, yeah, that kind of kicks off a whole weekend that we have planned for, ages from the little ones all the way up to adults.
Wow. That's fun. Do the adults get into the pumpkin carving aspect of it too?
I think tonight is kind of leaning more towards the adults since it's the later hours.
Yeah.
And some craft cocktails, I believe, are probably going around right now. But yeah.
I hope it's adults.
I hope so, too.
Those kids must have some pretty impressive fake IDs there in Fish Creek.
Yeah.
So, all right, tell us more about it. So what you got tomorrow, you got Saturday, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. It sounds like it's just going to be a really fun weekend in Fish Creek. You've got stuff planned all day. Mask making extravaganza, open house at Gibraltar Fire Station, bird mm-hmm. sanctuary, trick-or-treating, mm-hmm. magic show. Lay it on us. What is, if we go see Jack-O-Lantern Days, let's say Conrad and I get on the motor scooter and we road trip mm-hmm. up there, what should we definitely check out?
Well, I think you should stop tomorrow night. We are going to be having a band out of Sister Bay. They're a fun band, play everything from 90s to the hits. That's going to be at Old Town Hall at Fish Creek. That's from 5 to 7. We're going to be cranking up the music and having a good time. And then as soon as you feel like waking up with the sun, we are going to have a glass pumpkin hunt with one of our very own business members, Burnt Bluff. So that's going to be fun. You kind of get to go out through the field and look for their blown glass pumpkins.
Nice.
And then, yes, it's a family fun packed day. You can go to the Peninsula School of Art and make your own masks. Gibraltar Fire Department always has their open house this weekend. So they have like bouncy houses and games and hoses that you can spray and treats and lunch. And then head on down to Founders Square, where a majority of our shopping stores are, and we'll have some live demonstrations with these big, beautiful birds that you never really get to see one-on-one, like vultures. And it's really kind of one of our popular staples for this event. And then join us for a costume contest, and we do a little march around Fish Creek and trick-or-treating. Jeez. And like you mentioned, we have a magic show back at Old Town Hall on Saturday. And then the YMCA is doing something fun with their trunk or treat. They're going to have a bunch of YMCA employees decorating their trunks of their car and handing out candy. So And then we get a little spooky at 6 o'clock with our haunted trail, and we got a ton of surprises and a ton of frights. We have the starting at 6 o'clock when it's lighter, we would recommend for the little kiddos, but that goes until 8 p.m. And then we're going to keep the party going with a costume contest and party at Bayside Tavern, followed by some live music by Fish Creek locals Ketchup. So we are stacked this weekend.
I would say so. Do you just collapse on Sunday night then? Is that how that happens?
Yeah, I'm already tired.
My guest is Jessica Murphy. She is the event coordinator for Visit Fish Creek, and they have jack-o'-lantern mm-hmm. days going on this weekend. Check it out. When you say, you know, a lot of our talk this month on the show, Jessica, has been about really scary stuff. We talked mm-hmm. to one of the conductors, Carl Sarecki of the Door County Ghost Train or Ghost Trolley Tours.
Ghost Tours, yeah.
Yeah, how scary does it get for you if people come to see Jack-O-Lantern Days? It looks very family-friendly, but is there stuff for adults? Like, will adults really get scared?
If you stay on, if you do the later hours of the trail, like with the darker hours, we are going to turn up the fright a little bit. We do ghost tours at Noble House. It's our museum located right on the corner in Fish Creek at the main corner. And Lori there does great ghost tours, and that she has pictures and stories of people being seen in windows and people that have even been on these ghost tours that have done them before and their own accounts. So it does get pretty creepy up there.
Door County, for whatever reason, just lends itself to creepy. I mean, it's so strange because it's such a beautiful area. It's a big vacation hotspot. I go there several times a year. I just love it. But there is something about it that lends itself to the eerie, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. I do. We have a rich history of locals, and especially in Fish Creek being one of the first tourist towns in Door County, there's a lot of people that have come in and out of our ports and have a lot of stories and some not so great characters that
really
have left an impact. Yeah, there's just some creepy stories up here that, yeah.
You mean they come over on the boats and then leave and they have a story?
Well, I'm just saying, like, in the older days, the haunted ghost gotcha. Tours, that, yeah, yeah, that I've heard some. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Door County ghost story of your own personally? Or just one you like, not necessarily something that haunted you personally, but like a story.
There's a story that there was this guy that came up to, I think he was, I don't know where he was from, but he came up to a farm up here in Sturgeon Bay, and he murdered somebody on the farm, and when the authorities got a hold of the news that this guy murdered somebody, they heard that he went up the peninsula. So for, I don't remember the exact amount of days, but there was a lengthy amount of days that they had all three bridges up, and they kept this guy up in the peninsula, wow. And they finally found him hiding in a cabin out by one of the restaurants. So
whoa.
I just thought, like, how they had the bridge up for days to keep this guy up in the peninsula. Just sends chills through my bones.
When was that?
I want to say 90s, late 90s.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, and that's part of the ghost tour if you go on the trolley, I do believe.
Okay. Oh, that sounds great. Yeah. Well, this sounds like a lot of fun. Do you have, do you like scary movies? Do you watch scary movies?
I do.
Do you have a favorite or one you could recommend?
I just watched American Psycho today.
You know, I've never seen that film, the Christian Bale film.
Yeah, it's creepy. I mean, in a psychological way. I just watched it again, and I was like, oh, God, that's probably why I haven't picked it up in a while.
That's great. How did you end up in Fish Creek or Door County, let's say?
I lived actually in Green Bay for the last 15 years, and I would spend day trips or little mini weekends coming up here and just driving the coast. And literally, I feel like everybody that comes up here and says, someday this will be my home someday. And then, when 2020 happened, I kind of feel like everybody was forced to reflect on their life and kind of see what they wanted to do. And I just took the jump and I've been up here ever since.
Boy, you could do a lot worse than Door County, I'll tell you. It's so beautiful there.
I know.
That's
ain't
great.
Ain't kidding there.
Yeah. What do you have a favorite season?
I love this season right now.
Yeah.
I think we have such a beautiful county with all of our four state parks. The windy road that leads up to Washington Island, even just the drive up to Fish Creek, it's beautiful. It's stunning with the vast amount of colors, the oranges, the reds, the yellows. And then when you get an apple cider donut on your way, you know, up the coast at Wood Orchard, and it's fresh and it's warm and it's a little chilly, and right now is my favorite time.
So great.
Sure.
I could not agree more. I have one more question for you. All right.
Sure.
So you work for Visit Door County or Visit Fish Creek. What's
mm-hmm.
after this? You got the holidays right after this, Christmas. What are you guys offering in the way for visitors around the holidays?
Well, we are kind of hanging our hat on the fact that a lot of people that visit our town during the season always call it like a Hallmark town.
Yeah.
So we are having our hometown holidays coming up on December 7th. We're going to have photos with Santa in Old Town Hall. We're going to have the middle school selling some baked goods, some cookies and stuff with Santa. And then we're doing our tree lighting ceremony with the Noble House and having some Christmas carols and really just moving us into the Christmas season.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. You'll have to come back as we get closer to that and tell us tell us all about it. That sounds like so much fun. I wish you a lot of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Plate full, but it sounds like just an absolute blast. So best of luck with Jack-O-Lantern Days.
Yeah, and come up on your scooters. It might be chilly, but you said scooters.
I'll see what I could do. I don't need much of an excuse to get over to Fish Creek. I live actually right across the bay on the northern side of the bay. Near Marinette.
Okay.
So we get over to, we were in Egg Harbor for like a week in August, and we've been to Peninsula Players several times. It's just such a beautiful place. So I may take you up on that. So thank you very much.
Yes. Thanks for having me, and thanks for visiting our county. We always love to have you.
All right. Thanks so much, Jessica. Have a great night and good luck this weekend. That's Jessica Murphy from Visit Door County. She's the event coordinator, and they have a big event this weekend. It's in action right now. They have pumpkin carving tonight if you're in the area and want to get over there. It ends at 10 o'clock. And then all day on Saturday, just check out just what I did was Googled Jack-O-Lantern Days in Door County. And it comes up and they have the whole schedule on Saturday. There's just a ton of stuff going on. And then Friday night as well. And they've got live music tomorrow night, too. So sounds like an absolute blast. And I recommend checking it out. I've been staring at these snacks, Conrad. And it's driving me crazy with this eating program I'm doing. I can't eat
the Snickers
Saturday afternoon. I know. And I know this is going to be a letdown now because I'm going to eat this. Look at the packaging.
It's small.
It's small, but, you know, it looks delicious because it's got the Snickers brand of approval on it.
Yeah.
And who doesn't love Snickers? So I'm going to eat this, but I guarantee I'm going to be let down because my hopes are going to be so high by the time I actually dig into this. And then this sweet corn, the Mexican sweet corn. But we've got a lot of fun. Tomorrow night's going to be great. We've got, I'm so excited that Taylor Nicole is coming into the studio.
Yeah.
Goth Consonite. That's a great, name. All right. We will be back in just a couple of minutes to wrap up this really fun show. And if you want to send us a text before the end of the show, please do so at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know who your least favorite TV talk show host is. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. We're coming right back.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Water. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Anna from the 608 says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My least favorite talk show host was Kathy Lee Gifford. You know, I was wondering, honestly, if we were going to hear Kathy Lee Gifford's name tonight, because do you know her, Conrad? Do you remember her?
No, okay. I don't.
She was Regis's co-host, Regis and Kathy Lee. And I will say she could be a little over the top, a little almost too wholesome, like, come on, relax, you know. But she was on Seinfeld with Regis when Kramer was selling his coffee table book, and he went on there and he drank hot coffee and did a spit take and spit it all over Regis and Kathy Lee. And she jumped up and she said, you just spit all over my Kathy Lee casuals. And that was her line of active wear or clothing or whatever. So I thought that was kind of funny. She seemed like she had a sense of humor about herself at least. But yeah, I wasn't a huge, she's a little over the top. So I don't totally disagree with you, Anna. Carla from Baraboo. Aunt Carla says, hi, Pete and Conrad. Grandma is listening tonight late. Late,
yeah. This is past her bedtime.
But she's listened before. This is not her normal. Oh, either way, it's good to have Grandma Krieger, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good to have. Hi, Grandma. How are you, Grandma Krieger? It's great to have you with us. But get to bed. You need your rest. Tomorrow's a big day, right?
Sure.
What does your grandma usually do on Fridays? I don't know. But it's good to have. It's always more fun. It's more fun when all the Kriegers are listening. In my opinion. So we've got, like I mentioned before, I'm very excited to have Taylor Nicole on at GothCon tonight in studio. She's got scary stories, and Conrad will probably be freaked out. He does not like scary stories, and she definitely dresses the part. She's got kind of a cool, she's a, you know what they call it, Conrad? They call it an influencer.
Yeah, TikTok.
Yeah, she's on TikTok and, yep, and Instagram.
Yep.
And she's pretty popular, so that's exciting. So what was I going to, I was talking about the Lincoln lawyer, and then I wanted to get to this one other thing before we got off the air, and now I cannot seem to locate what I was looking for. So bear with me, folks, here. Conrad, say something.
Hello. Hello.
Here's one of the facts I didn't get to last night. This is so funny. Steak and Shake. You ever eat at a Steak and Shake?
I don't think I have.
They're pretty good. It's just fast food, but they have good, you know, burgers and shakes. So there you go, Steak and Shake. It said Steak and Shake and Maxim Magazine are both owned by the same company from San Antonio called Biglari Holdings. That doesn't seem like a really thrilling nugget of information, but it is kind of a weird thing. Like two products that are very different.
I feel like there's a lot of things like that that you don't know are owned by the same company.
And, you know, they're just buying companies that make money. They don't care. Yeah. It's like, well, wait a minute. This isn't burger related. We, you know, so that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. But we got through National Kangaroo Awareness Day. Okay. I think in tomorrow night's opening, we'll talk a little bit about the best spinoff because you know what today was? What dropped?
What was it?
Man with a Plan.
Oh.
Your guy, Joey.
I've seen that show two times.
It's not good, is it?
No, I actually like it.
Oh, you did?
I did, yeah.
It didn't last long, did it?
4 seasons. So it had a run.
It did?
In 4 seasons. It ended on a very big cliffhanger. Or not actually, I don't know.
It never came back?
It just never came back, yeah. Oh, I guess really it didn't annoying. End really on a cliffhanger. It just ended on something that you're like, really, that's the last episode. All right.
So you like watched it?
I watched it twice through.
Really?
Yeah. I don't
know what happened. I must have taken a knee on my TV watching for that 4 years. I don't even barely remember that show.
I watch anything that Matt LeBlanc is in because I think he's hilarious.
So on that show, was he Joey-ish or was he totally different?
He was the dad of Joey, pretty much. You know what I mean?
Okay. Oh, that's funny.
It was a good show. I liked it.
So maybe we'll do, it got me thinking, maybe we'll do spinoffs. I don't know. Have we done that question?
Well, spinoff? I watched the spinoff of Young Sheldon, Georgie and Mandy's first marriage.
How is it?
I mean, it's a show.
It's the same formula. It's probably not bad. I mean, I would imagine it's the same writers and producers.
It's okay.
Don't hold back. I love Dark Conrad about to surface. Go for it.
It sucks. No, it's not terrible, but it's not something I think I'll continue to watch.
Okay.
Well, I should give it one more try because it was the pilot that
one
I watched.
Episode. Yeah, you can't judge a show on the pilot.
But I did watch the latest episode of Shrinking that just came out yesterday. Yeah. Loved it. Had a crazy moment at the end that you're like, I can't wait till next week.
Oh, wow.
It's such a good show.
Is it a suspenseful show?
Yeah. They will be, you'll be like, well, I wonder what's going to happen next week. And then you have to
wait for it. You're like ahead of me on TV watching somehow. You're ahead on Bad Monkey and Shrinking now. So all the Apple shows. So is Apple the only streaming platform you have? Is that why you're...
I think they make the best TV shows.
Yeah, they do nice work over there at the Apple. Who's playing tonight? It's the Rams, right?
Rams and Vikings.
Oh, that's going to be a stinkeroo. Is there a score yet?
Let me get that.
Go to the Google. Go to the ESPN.
It is 14-7 in the second.
Okay. So it's a game. It's always sad. Like
Vikings, by the way, on top.
I was saying I finished Lincoln Lawyer, and now I'm like sad. I don't have...
Go to Shrinking.
Yeah. I'll find a new show, but it's not fun when you... It's so impulsive to watch 10 episodes of TV in 3 nights. And then it's like, oh, no, I'm back to square one. What am I going to do?
Well, now you have Bad Monkey and Shrinking. You need a binge. So,
all right. Conrad approved. You got it. Thank you so much to everybody for listening to the show tonight. Thank you for your texts. They're always so much fun to read. And I love when you guys participate. Thank you to Nikki Zurjev making the popcorn pick of the week. And her popcorn pick of the week was Beautiful Girls from the 90s. Great movie. Check it out. Give it a rewatch. And thank you to... Carly Ide. Check out her place in Appleton, her tattoo parlor, and Google her name and watch her on Outrageous Pumpkins this Sunday night. And of course, thank you to Jessica Murphy, events coordinator for Fish Creek. All right. Thanks so much, everybody. We will be back to do this all again tomorrow night on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad. I'm Pete Schwabba. Good night, Wisconsin.
The Tap. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, Jim Santel, Mark Jacob, Kia Vakil, Dan Schumacher, and heading into the final 10 days of election campaigning.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wy.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wi.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.